This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thank you very much, Luke Sloan. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Costa is off. He is Greg Hargrave. The governor, Tom Milliken, is off. Heather Park is here. Of course, the great John Jansen, and I'm the less great Mike Stone. How are you doing?
Good morning. It is great. I repeat, great to see you.
It's always good to see you. Thank you very much,
Heather. You always bring a smile to my face.
Heather, how are the kids?
The kids are amazing. Kids are awesome. They're fabulous. Brooks is a little sick. He's got an ear infection.
Oh, no.
That's no fun. But other than that, he's doing great. The kids are great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Same with Teddy. Teddy does. I don't think he's got an ear infection, but he's had this stuffy nose for about 10 days.
Amoxicillin, right? Is that what you give the kids?
Yeah, but our doctor is kind of like, let it just clear up naturally.
So we kind of know that's the path our doctor would take, so we don't even go in unless it's, because there's no fever. So unless there's a fever, we just, let it take its course, build up that immune system, and see what happens.
Or, in other words, let it play out.
Let it play out, yes. Yes, I do that in so many facets of my life. And then when it does play out, you're like, okay, yeah, things seem to always work themselves out.
Pretty much so. But amoxicillin seemed to be the cure-all. So.
It is, the pink medicine.
Yes.
Yes.
And the kids, they like the taste of it, too.
It tastes good. You keep it there. Refrigerator, it's cold.
Yeah, I don't. None of my kids ever liked the taste of amoxicillin.
Well,
they're okay with Tylenol and Motrin because they have the grape or the cherry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amoxicillin, to me, it was like Pepto-Bismol almost,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of chalky-ish, but it tasted good. My kids like it. Yeah. They like all medicine.
Just don't get them drinking too much of that NyQuil stuff. Yeah.
No, they've never had NyQuil. Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
No, exactly.
Yes.
Knocked him out yet.
Any Memorial Day plans?
We're like last minute planners. We're maybe thinking about a trip
up north.
We thought about I call up north anywhere, not here.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'll agree
west.
With that. I'm not going to get into the debate.
Yes.
Right. You don't have to see up north Jesus to make
that's
it happen.
Right. Exactly. I'll be seeing him in 2 weeks, I think.
Up north Jesus.
Really?
Oh, what's going on?
In 2 weeks, we're going out for the weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought maybe you were planning on seeing Jesus.
No.
Okay.
No, don't think so.
Because we had that conversation yesterday and had no idea. I don't know if you were listening at any point yesterday. Did you have any idea that Heather Park, her afterlife plans are very well detailed and grandiose?
No, I did not. I didn't hear that when I listened yesterday.
Okay, yes.
I was on my way. Actually, I did see Jesus. I was at a Catholic funeral yesterday, unfortunately, but yes.
Yes. And just a little teaser, at 7:35, we do have Rabbi Stone. We'll let you know when we get there.
Quite fascinating.
Yes. I may be taking a little bit of liberal use of the term.
Okay.
But, yeah, 735 Rabbi Stone will join us. But, yeah, she wants her basically her own cemetery where she can build monuments to her life, including benches, lazy boy seats, a pavilion so that you could spend your time with her in her afterlife as much as you want in total comfort.
And would they call the burial grounds Heather Park?
Yes, the Heather Park Park.
It's a little extreme.
Not as much as you think.
I want at least a bench. And you know, okay, they make headstones now that are a bench. You know, the marble, it's like your headstone.
I said that yesterday, and everybody looked at me cross-eyed saying, well, just sit on the headstone. And everybody said, oh, you can't sit on the headstone.
Not right on the headstone. They make a bench that, like, connects to the headstone. You sit next to it. You could put your arm around me.
So it's okay at that point.
Yes.
It would be a little bit weird.
Yes.
This morning. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're sitting too far apart for that to be even possible. But yes, it, yes, that was something that we learned about Heather Park yesterday, that there needed to be a monument. And we came up with, I think one of our listeners had texted in a great opportunity. That's the QR code.
Yeah.
Did you know you could do that, Sony? The headstone. That obviously links to a website featuring the Heather Park.
On the actual headstone?
Yes. So as you're walking the cemetery and you come across a headstone with a QR code, you scan it and it will bring up their life history right there for you on your phone. I love this idea. I cannot wait to have this.
Do you lead with the resume? And then, you know, they're all like hyperlinks where they take you to your early childhood and pictures.
Like a Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
So you could do the same thing.
I obviously put some thought into this last night.
If you got cremated and, you know, the urn was in a mausoleum or buildings or whatever, you could do that. Because
you could put a tablespoon in there and say you can take a little bit with you.
There's a Jewish, I don't know if it's religious or tradition, where most Jews don't get cremated. And that is... less and less, like my father was cremated. And
yeah.
I would like to be cremated because a lot of times, like my parents, my grandparents on that side, the cemetery where they're buried, it's like 45, 50 minutes away. My mother, I mean, nobody goes out. It's like
it's a whole day trip.
Right. So you're basically, you know, paying a lot of money for what?
Yeah.
For them to be there. Nobody goes. And you have no idea if it's taken care of.
I'll go.
Yeah, if
give me the address.
Yeah. And now it has an address too. Yeah, that's right. You could send letters.
It probably has an email address too.
The cemetery has an address.
Yes.
And then you find their plot number and you find where they're located.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the next time you're in Philadelphia, go northeast.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a little far.
Yes. All right.
Anyway.
Yes.
We did have a burial last night.
Yeah. I mean, look. They're not going to win every game.
No.
They're not going to win the first game of every series. I believe that might have been the first home opening game of a series that they've lost. And look, Tanner Bibby was unbelievable.
Yes.
You know, he was – I pronounce it Bibby, it's Bibby. Tanner Bibby, he was great. I mean, three hits. The Tigers, it looked like last year's team before they got hot. Okay, 12 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Even the five of the hits were like – bloopers and things like that.
Yeah, Javi had a broken bat single up the middle.
And then there was the one Malloy hit that just the guy lost it in the lights or something.
Yeah.
That the story of the game. Look, they were down 2-0. And then the next thing you know, bases loaded, no outs. That was actually 3-0 at the time, right? Bases loaded, no outs. And they bring in Chad Smith and he goes, boom, boom, boom. Strikeout, 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 all swinging, I believe. It was Badu, McKinstry, and Riley Green.
Yeah.
Look, it happens.
It does happen. And, I mean, that takes us all the way back to the beginning of the season when they had all those runners in scoring position in that opening series to the Dodgers, couldn't capitalize, and everybody thought, oh, was this going to be an issue? Well, it hasn't been an issue. And last night it was one game. We mentioned this in the opener to St. Louis. Okay, it was a dud. This was a dud.
Right.
But what did they do against St. Louis? What did they do, you know, and what have they done so many different times when they've had a loss or they've had a dud? They've followed it up with basically the bats exploding.
Every team has duds. That's, you know.
It's a long season.
It's a very long season.
And this is a division opponent.
Yeah.
I said this as well. I do think it's a bit of a measuring stick, even though the roles seem to be reversed where obviously Detroit, 5-game lead still, even though with that loss. But in division, Cleveland kind of seems to be that team, like you've got to prove yourself against Cleveland.
Yeah, I think they're the best team in the division besides the Tigers right now. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you see national power rankings. ESPN has the Tigers number one, and they actually debated a little bit on PTI yesterday, and Wilbon said no because they haven't. Their schedule is only like 18th toughest. Let's see what happens when they play. And I said to myself, wait a second, that's absurd. I mean, going by schedules right now,
right?
That's too early. And they played Padres. I mean,
right? Yeah, the conversation going into the season, schedule so tough to start.
Yeah.
Oh man, if they could just get through April.
Exactly.
If they could just get through May.
Right. Well, nobody thought that the Orioles were going to suck. You know, I mean, that right. has something to do with it. But look, these games happen. The other story was, and I put in our prep, do we have a Flaherty problem? And the more I think about it, I'm going to say no, because his last two starts, look, yesterday he pitched pretty well. 8 strikeouts, 6 2/3. He gave up just 3 hits, 3 runs. He did give up 1 home run to a guy who's not known for his power. His previous start, 5 hits and 5 2/3, 2 earned runs. So he pitched, his last two starts have been good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before that, he had duds. You know, yeah. gave up, you know, 5 earned runs, 4 earned runs, 4. He had those 3 games in a row where he gave up at least 4 runs earned. Yesterday, he pitched okay. And the elements were awful to play baseball. I mean, I was watching, you know, you're watching the game and you see everybody, you know, behind the plate. It's like there's nobody there. And you understand why. It's raining. They all have those ponchos on. And it's like,
well, behind the plate there, they got the heated seats.
Yeah, but it was still raining.
Yes, there's no umbrella.
Yes, exactly.
There's no cover.
No, you don't push a button and umbrella pops up.
Yes, yes, yes. Little tip to the Tigers, if you want to make an improvement, a motorized umbrella so that no one can behind you can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so of course, the way I'm wired it as a weird dude, you know. So yesterday, I'm watching, you know, Tanner Bibee just absolutely destroy the Tigers.
Yeah.
Says, you know, the Indians always get these guys, you know.
The Guardians.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Guardians always get these guys that they develop and, you know, come out of nowhere and, you know, become really good. Like Shane Bieber was one of those. I don't think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he was a first-round pick.
Right.
You know, but they always have those pitchers. So I looked up Bibee, where he came from.
Yeah.
Okay, he was, and I tweeted this out yesterday, he was a 5th-round draft choice in 2021. Tanner Bibee by the Cleveland, they were the Indians at the time, pick 156.
Okay.
It came out of Cal State Fullerton. I said, I'm so out of curiosity. I would not have an app for a 5th-round baseball draft.
Who did
the Tigers selected out of Notre Dame, coincidentally. And I probably wouldn't have retweeted this if he didn't have the same first name. Another Tanner.
Oh, really?
Tanner Culup, who's still, I think he's in West Michigan or something like that. He's not doing much of anything. And they took him 135. So they picked the right guy, the right first name, the Tigers, but they picked the wrong guy, wrong last name.
Sure. I mean, when was Skubal drafted?
I know, late. I mean,
right. So
know,
it's, right. yes.
That's why there, I said,
everyone
I that's
everyone
why
now is looking at, oh, well, we could have had Tarek Skubal.
Right, right. Well, you know, that's why I said I don't have an app for it. I just was curious.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that they both had the same first name, I thought that was interesting. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. I know there's no panic in Tiger Town. If you are, then let us know why. Also coming up on the program, Urban Meyer had something nice to say about one of our local football teams. In context. And speaking of local football teams, Aiden Hutchinson spoke yesterday. We'll hear from Hutch coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Tigers go on to lose to the Guardians. Almost said it again. I guess you can't call them the Tribe either, can you?
No. And I was actually, because we had on the Two Grand Slam yesterday, the first or second question was, who do the Tigers play tonight? And the guy said Indians. So we obviously couldn't accept it because they're playing the Guardians. That was a behind the glass call.
Okay.
All right. And yeah. And so I was actually thinking, because you've obviously been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Sports fans, if you're over the age of, I wouldn't even say 40, but certainly my age, over 45, the Raiders have changed destinations so many times. Like, sometimes it's hard to say, you know, Oakland or
Las Vegas.
You know,
they were in Los Angeles when they beat the Redskins.
Right.
They were the Redskins at the time. They beat them in the Super Bowl.
What's the hardest name for you to wrap your mind around? And because obviously with the Guardians in town, a lot of people are making the slip up.
I think that's the hardest. The one where I'll slip up the most is not the last name. I still call the Chargers San Diego.
100%. And I just I can't wrap my mind around them being in LA and not being in San Diego. So every time I talk about the Chargers, I always make that mistake and say San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, that was the Southern California city who actually cares about them.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yes, they actually sell tickets for the Chargers.
Yes. Speaking of the National Football League, Lions doing workouts, and some of the veterans spoke yesterday, including one, Aiden Hutchinson. And we saw, you know, videos of him, you know, working out and things like that. And he looked pretty good. And
throughout the rehab process.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So yesterday was his first time speaking to the media in a group setting since his injury against Dallas. And he told everybody he feels pretty good. He should be pumped and he's ready to go, and it'll help with contract negotiations
sure.
as well. Now, remember last year when he got hurt? If we make the Super Bowl, I'll be ready to go. So he, of course, was asked about that yesterday, too.
The mystery continues.
Yes. I personally don't think he would have played. But,
and I mean, I said that last year, having had a similar injury to him. That one was probably my longest rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to that first soundbite that we had in regards to he got cleared a while ago, there is a very unique and special feeling when you hear those words from the doctor. Yes, you're cleared for anything that you want to do. You are full go. And it doesn't mean that you are back to where you were when you got injured. It just means that you can do all of those things again. When the team goes out for OTAs, the team goes out for practice in the fall, you don't have to worry about any time that you're not in there, you're not limited because of that right. injury. And there's still a lot of work to do. Strength, speed, agility, flexibility will be an issue. All of those things. But to know that you can do anything that you ever did before to get back to that point is a very special feeling. I'm glad to hear that he got that a while ago. He is full go. And I mean, the thing about him being full go, that's a different level than most players.
Yeah.
That's a very different level. So excited to see him, throughout this process. And obviously we get a week early of fall camp because,
oh, that's right,
because of the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, because they play the Los Angeles Chargers. All right, it's time for news. Here's Heather.
Well, Christopher Scherr, who was facing second-degree murder charges for killing Patrick Lioia, will not be retried. So you probably remember a mistrial was declared earlier this month. And after reviewing the case, a Kent County prosecutor said he was not convinced that he could obtain a conviction from a jury if the case were to proceed to another trial.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is. The Hamtramck police chief has been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation into alleged improprieties. We don't know the details, but this chief has been the chief of the department for about a year after the city council selected him in January of 2024. He and another officer are now on administrative leave, but no word on what the investigation entails.
What the improprieties
yes,
are.
Yes, but now
very scandalous.
We want to know, of course, and I'm sure we will.
Yes, nothing is kept
eventually.
Secret.
Yeah. Hey, if you're one of the nearly 40 million Americans expected to hit the road this weekend for Memorial Day, give yourself some patience during your travels because it could be a busy one. So AAA anticipates 1.2 million people here in Michigan will drive for their holiday plans between today and Monday, actually yesterday and Monday. So the best times to travel for Memorial Day, if you're traveling today, before 11 a.m. So maybe you're on the road right now, getting an early start.
Watch
best
up,
time.
Peeps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Saturday before noon, Sunday before 1, and Monday before 2. Those are the best times to be on the road. The worst times for travel today, noon to 8 p.m.
I tell you, the worst time to be on the road at any time, it doesn't matter if it's a holiday weekend or if it's a weekday, is any time between 3:30 and 7.
Yes.
This is the worst year that I think we've had. We've had a lot of construction. This year, at least the routes that I travel, it has been awful.
It is. Saturday, 2 to 6, Sunday, 1 to 5, and Monday, 4 to 7. Worst times to travel. Also, little note, if you do plan to drink this holiday weekend, AAA is offering that tow-and-go service as a last resort, right? This is, you can't book it ahead of time. You can't plan on using it. But if you find yourself out and about, you've had too much to drink, you can't get an Uber or a Lyft, you can call them. They will take you to your home and tow your vehicle back home as long as you're within 10 miles. So you can give them a call.
Good for them.
Yeah, if you were out, Stoney, mm-hmm. and you come home in the front of a tow truck with your car attached, what would Cindy say?
She'd just shake her head and say, Michael.
Michael. Hey, if you are headed up north this holiday weekend, the Michigan DNR is warning that you may be in for an unpleasant surprise. So if you haven't seen the damage from that awful, awful ice storm, you might be shocked at what you see. It's so bad that an email was actually sent to Michiganders on Wednesday, basically saying, you know, the landscape that used to be lush and green is going to look a lot different. Yeah. And I have not seen any. I mean, I've seen photos, but I haven't seen it in person. Have you guys experienced it?
No, I haven't. But I know when Doug has gone, went to his place about 2 or 3 months ago, I think his place is fine. But he said, well, you notice.
Oh, yeah. The
way, I mean, it's crazy.
When you're traveling on, you know, any of those country roads up there. And the one of the beautiful things is you're traveling and it's just forests on both sides.
Right.
I have had some friends obviously send pictures of their houses, so they're a little bit more personal, and their landscaping is basically eradicated.
Right.
But the forest, the pictures that they have sent, especially after the cleanup, it is very dramatic.
And cleanup is still happening too. Yeah. So they're also warning vacationers, hey, be careful if you're out hiking, if you're on an ATV, even if you're out fishing or on a lake, you're going to
a lot of the two tracks are still
debris.
Blocked.
Yeah, so be careful as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather. All right, coming up next, this guy who you wouldn't expect gives a little kudo to a certain local football team. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The telephone number is 248-539-9797. I'm Stoney in for Mr. Costa. I'll be here Monday, Memorial Day, along with John. Heather is here. Greg Hargrave is here. The Gov is off. Last night, first of four, Cleveland shuts out the Tigers 7-0. Tigers had just five hits and struck out 12 as Tanner Bibee was incredible. Flaherty did not pitch bad at all. He only gave up three runs and three hits, I believe. Game two of the series is tonight. Jackson Job right here on 97 won the ticket. Also last night in the association, the MVP, SGA, had 38. He was terrific.
Yeah.
Jalen Williams, 26. They're playing unbelievable, but they are at home. 115-103 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Ant-Man with 32 and a losing cause. Game two of the Knicks-Pacers tonight at MSG. It's going to be a great series.
Is that must-watch for you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Although, also game two tonight, Edmonton-Dallas. Edmonton blew that game, not quite as bad as the Knicks, but pretty close as well. So that game two of that's tonight. Last night, the Florida Panthers, who just look like a machine right now, 5-0, both games in Carolina to take a 2-0 series lead. They've won six of their last seven playoff games with three shutouts from Bobrovsky, and they've outscored their opponents, meaning the last few against Toronto and the first two of Carolina, 29-10.
It just doesn't seem like Carolina has any answers. No. Kind of like Minnesota Timberwolves. They don't seem to have any answers.
And Carolina's not a team that usually scores a lot of goals either. So once they get behind, it's really tough.
Stoney, I believe you mentioned the Thunder and you mentioned your app. I believe SGA is part of the app.
Well, kind of. I used to think so as well, because in the Blake Griffin trade, they could have. What happened was, I think Miles Bridges was the one that was drafted in that slot, not SGA. But if they kept the pick, they could have drafted SGA.
Right.
But it wasn't.
He was available.
He wasn't the exact same pick.
Yeah, it wasn't, or like he was the pick, or he was the Clippers pick. Like the Clippers had back-to-back picks.
Yeah, one of them went to Charlotte, and they took Miles Bridges. But yeah, and then talk about bad trades, as I get on a tangent. The Clippers trading SGA for Paul George. I mean, that was go down as one of the worst trades. I understand why they did it. All right. College football, I was just, going through stuff yesterday, and I saw that Urban Meyer, great Urban Meyer, who's
painful when you say that.
I understand, but he was, whatever you think of him, and now look, I always thought he was very slimy and whatever.
Terrific football coach.
Great college football coach.
Yes.
The Jacksonville thing didn't really happen. He's won at every, in college football, he won at Bowling Green. We know Utah,
he's
Florida.
He's got a very Spurrier-esque career.
He's right. And he went to Florida as well, just like Spurrier did.
He would kill for Spurrier's NFL career.
Yes, he would.
Well, yeah, because it lasted 2 years.
Maybe the wrong verb.
Yes. he had a tight end on his team that would have done it for him. Anyway, Urban Meyer was on the a podcast yesterday called Another Dooley Noted Podcast. Some guy's last name is Dooley down in Florida.
Not for those local listeners, not Greg.
No.
Greg Dooley, who's the unofficial Little Brown Jug historian and professor now at Michigan.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway.
You did not know that.
Another tangent.
Oh, yes.
We're going off on tangents this morning.
I don't think this has to do with Vince Dooley, the late Georgia coach.
Correct. Yes, okay. Yes. Your famous Dooleys for 500, please.
Anyway.
This is why I love
you. They were talking about college football, and guy was telling Urban, he goes, you know, here in SEC country, we don't watch a lot of, you know, anything else. But you know, he noticed that the Big Ten has become a much better lately. And Urban talks about when that happened and how. So, and, you know, he's given himself credit without saying him. He says that, you know, the Buckeyes changed things around when he was there. And he's right. He completely changed recruiting. Because they went, and not that, you know, Michigan, Ohio State didn't get guys outside of the Midwest.
The footprint, yeah.
But they went for, you know, because of him, faster players, you know, more athletic players. They didn't have to be from around here. And those are the teams he built, and everybody else in the Big Ten had to catch up. And do you think at the top of the two conferences that the Big Ten is better, or do you think it's just equal?
So at the top of the Big Ten, obviously Ohio State, king of the hill right now, even though they can't beat Michigan, in regards to, being defending national champs. Mm-hmm. And the Big Ten has won the past two national championships.
Right.
So at the top of the Big Ten, you've got Oregon, obviously new to the Big Ten, which raises that level. Penn State, which... they have always, I say always, since the scandal, and really since James Franklin has been there, you can say whatever you want about James Franklin, kind of like you could say anything you want about Urban Meyer, he is a tremendous recruiter.
Correct. He just can't win huge games.
Hasn't yet.
Right.
And they've got maybe the best quarterback return, or the highest upside quarterback, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. returning in the Big Ten. And so you got them. I mentioned Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State. I think Michigan makes a bounce back. I don't know that they could compete with those three teams necessarily this year.
Right.
But then you've always got Iowa hanging around. Wisconsin has been down, but I expect.
Yeah, Luke Fickell's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, but with the air raid offense, I'm just not sure that's ever going to work there. It's kind of like, you know, Rich Rod bringing in an offense to Michigan that just. Never seemed like
USC
it was going to be.
USC is going to maybe not return to their glory days, but they're going to be up.
Eventually,
there.
They will.
And I also think.
But we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I think Nebraska's getting better. I mean, they got the quarterback.
Yes, Raiola.
Yeah.
And so then you look at the Southeastern Conference, best known as the SEC, Texas, Georgia, and then I think there's a drop off to Tennessee. Alabama, LSU, kind of along the same lines as Penn State with Brian Kelly, you know, seems to be recruiting well, but can't win the big one, can't finish a season out. So I think you've got more teams.
Ole Miss is really good now. I mean, they're just a step away.
Yeah. It kind of feels like they're always going to be a step away. I think that the top end of the Big Ten, yes, is better than the top end of the SEC. Now, I know as soon as Georgia Jimmy comes in here, he's going to be talking about Kirby Smart and
right.
Georgia. And well, I mean, they drive faster than everybody.
Well, see, I'm not willing, even though they didn't have a great year in DeBoer's first year last year, and we saw it in the bowl game when Michigan beat them, but I still think Alabama is...
This is a big year
for
Kalen DeBoer.
As good as the top of the Big Ten.
I want to say that they will be. But like I said, this is a huge year. Not going to be a lot of patience with Crimson Tide fans if Alabama doesn't make the playoffs this year. And it will be the same thing for Michigan if Michigan doesn't make the playoffs this year.
Well, I wouldn't expect Michigan to make the playoffs with a freshman quarterback. If he plays, which I'm sure he will.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of people that have that expectation. Maybe it's realistic. Maybe it's not. And we'll get to that at 7:02. We got some over-unders that we're going to talk about. But I'm with you. I agree. I think realistically, no, they're not a playoff team.
No.
But I don't know that the fan base, much like Alabama, if you look at them and say, realistically, are they a playoff team? Probably not.
I don't know. Their
roster that well, and who's going to take over for their quarterback.
And LSU, you mentioned them. They have another guy who's supposedly going to be a top 15 pick at quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier.
Right. And who has you don't see this often. I think we'll see it more because we saw a couple of quarterbacks, high-end quarterbacks at the college level, not be taken very high, where they could make more money in college football than they will, you know, being drafted in the fifth round, Shadur, right, or Quinn Ewers.
Yes.
So Nussmeier, I do think, is setting LSU up for a really good run because he has great experience. He may be talking along with Arch Manning, talking along with, you know, some of these other guys as a great college quarterback this year.
248-539-9797. You hear us endorse various sponsors in the hope that you'll seek their services, whether it's a Las Vegas casino or even my go-to health club. But asking you to trust my eye surgeon, who transformed my fading, blurry vision into colorful, crisp 20/20 vision, is a more difficult sell. I get that. It's because our eyes are so precious and essential to enjoying life. And when they no longer work well, we start sticking contacts in them, buying expensive frames and lenses year after year after year, or relying on those annoying reading glasses. I don't know like about you, but I always lose them. 6 years ago, with his bifocal implants, Dr. Yaldo gave me back the vision of my youth in a quick, painless procedure. Whether it's custom LASIK for people under 45 or bifocal implants to eliminate the need for reading glasses, trust Dr. Yaldo, as some 50,000 Detroiters already have. Go to YaldoEyeCenter.com for a free, no-risk evaluation. Tell them that Stoney at 97.1 The Ticket sent you. Like me, you'll soon say it was one of the best decisions you ever made. .248-539-9797. That's the telephone number and the ticket text. I got two ticket texts for you. The top of the Big Ten is not better than the top of the SEC. They might be equal for the past 2 years, but they're not better. Ohio State, national champions last year. Michigan, national champions, but they cheated. The whole country knows it. Well, one team you have to watch out for in the SEC this year, a dark horse, will be Florida. Yeah, they're getting their program back to where it was. And by the way, the whole country knows it. Yeah, I agree. As a Michigan fan, yeah, they cheated. I agree. But it's not as – I spent a lot of time last weekend. I'll explain why later in the show with a lot of Penn State people.
Mm-hmm.
Some you even met when they came up for the Penn State-Michigan game. So I asked, you know, I talked about that. I said, I would sign me up anyway. They don't look at it any differently. It's, you know, it's more Ohio State, Michigan State people that – It won't go away, and it shouldn't go away. I mean, we'll find out what the penalty is going to be in a month or so. But yeah, they did cheat. But I don't think most of the country looks at it like some people around here do. I'll just leave it at that. Stoney hasn't been on the mic in a bit. What's his year-end take on the Maple Leafs being ejected out of the playoffs? That's from Jeremy and Monroe.
I was hoping.
I think it's hysterical. I think it's amazingly funny. The arrogance of the fan base. That's what it's more. It's not, you know, the players, whatever. They don't seem to bother me. It's the fans. And, you know, I was always this anti, you know, I don't want anybody from Canada because I thought it's equally funny that the Maple Leafs haven't won since 67. And actually have not been in the Stanley Cup Finals since 67. I call them like the Lions of the NHL. Although they've won in 67, the Lions last time they won is 57. But at least the Lions have been to two conference championship games in that time. The Maple Leafs have been to none. As far as the Canada thing, Winnipeg was a cool story. Edmonton, if they win it, I won't lose sleep over it if they do win the Stanley Cup. But if they do lose, you know, whoa, Canada will come out again.
I was hoping beyond all hope that we would have the Canadian teams eliminated by this point so that we could have that going into our Memorial Day weekend. I know we can't do it yet.
No, we can't, because even if Edmonton loses tonight, that's Friday. They'll play Sunday.
Right.
It could be 3-0, and I'm not going to.
No. We can't do it until they are totally eliminated. Correct. So we will have to put that off. Mm-hmm. I'm just disappointed that we're not going to be, you know, graced with the pipes.
Yes. Thank you very much. I think the people are very happy that they don't have to hear me sing.
Oh no! It's a request.
It's possible.
It's a fan favorite.
Well, I will. I don't know if I'll be doing it, but I will. I will be on the afternoon program on Thursday.
Mm.
So I don't know. We'll figure that out.
That is appointment listening.
Yeah.
If the elimination happens,
that's the case.
Yes.
Yes. All right. College football playoff. It was 12 teams last year. It's going to be 12 this year. 16 next year, and John, they've made some changes.
They have, and they went to what we hoped the NFL would do with the Detroit Lions proposal, and that is straight seeding. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference between the Lions proposal and this is it's easier in the NFL because it's all record-based. This is for the college football. There are still rankings involved. The college football playoff committee will be determining who are the top, you know, the top 12 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what remains the same is the top five ranked conference champions, which most likely will include the four Power Four conferences. I can't imagine a world where that's not the case. And then the top ranked group of five conference champion will get automatic bids, mm-hmm. but they will not be automatically seeded into those top four spots, which we saw last year as, you know, like Arizona State. You know, they won their conference. They got a bye. And so it was Arizona State or was it Boise that got the Boise got the bye because they were the top, one of the top four seeds. Anyway, it will now be based on the committee's ranking of those top 12 teams. So the top four teams ranked by the committee will get that first round bye. Doesn't have to be conference champions. It could be two SEC teams. It could be two Big Ten teams. It could be four from both of those conferences.
Could be Notre Dame.
Could be Notre Dame as well. So it will not be, if you win your conference, it doesn't mean you get a bye. It just means that you get an automatic bid to the college football playoffs.
And it's a small sample size, but based on last year, maybe you're better off not getting a bye.
This is correct, because those teams did not fare well.
Right. And Ohio State did not get a bye and won the national championship.
Right, which is why they're going to this new format. And the 16-4-26, that format has still to be determined. And I mean, we could dive into that. Maybe we'll do that on Monday or later today. Because I know you have some reservations about that format, mm-hmm. in regards to the auto bids. Four for the Big Ten, four for the SEC. Please hold your opinion and this disdain for that model. Right now, it is going to be the conference champions from the top five ranked conference teams. They get an auto bid, but the seeding will be based on the recommendation by the college football playoffs as to where they rank them.
Right. Which I think it should be.
I agree with you. I think it should 100% be based on your ranking versus just getting a bye because you won your conference.
Right. I mean, it's common sense, right?
It feels like it. Yeah. But, I mean, what's shocking is that anything at the college football level has had anything to do with common sense. Putting those two together seems bizarre.
Oh, I know.
Because the NCAA, there doesn't seem to be anything common sense about the NCAA or what the athletic directors, who, I mean, they're all partners in the NCAA, they just don't seem to be able to look at anything with common sense and say, this is the right answer.
I know. But at least they adjusted.
They have adjusted,
I'll
yes.
Give them that
yes.
credit.
They're showing the NFL how to get things done.
Yeah, but, you know, the NFL thing, because I was all in favor of what the Lions proposed originally. But then you look, and a lot of the stuff is schedule-driven, too. Because the Lions were very fortunate that they played the AFC South. And a lot of time, not just the Lions, but Minnesota as well. So they yep. had a lot of victories that if they played a tougher AFC division, division.
Like they will this year.
Like they will this year, they probably wouldn't have had as many wins.
Possibly.
Stoney, college football win totals aren't schedule-driven?
Yes.
That's the implication here.
Well, but the NFL, because the way it's set
when you
up
start with
each year.
New Mexico State, I mean, I just to use an example for Michigan,
right?
Like it's we talked about, like I would much rather be playing Notre Dame than New Mexico State, but that's not the case. So no. When you're looking at any time
New Mexico State's the Aggies, right? And the Lobos are New Mexico. So they're playing the Aggies, right?
I believe so. Yes. So the fly in the ointment is still that there is a committee ranking the teams. There's going to be argument about who should be four, who should be five. But at least now there is a path for it. Doesn't matter what conference you're coming out of.
Right.
And if you're a champion, all that means is you get a seat at the table, but it doesn't mean you get a bye.
And you might rather, like I said, not get a bye and have a home game where you can make some money.
Well, I think there's a lot of athletic directors who prefer that home game.
Damn right. All right, 248-539-9797. Speaking of college football, over or under? Next, 97 on the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.